I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 10 minutes, we get to the NBA draft. I think as a show, we have all figured out where we are with the draft and who you're taking. But before Kenny gives his pick of the day, it's a bit of a victory lap. Kenny is the Mo Sider spokesperson. Kenny at one point got into a war with a hockey elite writer. Kenny, has an apology been issued? Have you been unblocked?
I have not been unblocked. No apology has been issued, but I do consider something that he did yesterday to be a mea culpa a little bit.
Let me hear it.
Because I guess what he is one of the people that votes on the awards. He had Mo Sider as his number one for the Calder. So I feel like...
he had the guy fifth.
That's true.
And yelled at you. Dominic Lecision yelled at you.
Because of his nonsense metric that he came up with. Yeah, he yelled at us as a show, not just me, everybody.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe he called us a small-time, low-rent show or whatever he called us.
Right.
I forget what it was.
Okay.
But he's an analyst. And, yeah.
I've got more success in my big toe than he has in his body.
That is accurate. But, yeah, I consider this my victory lap around that guy. He voted for my guy, who he put fifth in his little rankings, whatever they were. So I feel like who got the last laugh here was me and my son, Mo Sider.
Yeah. Now, if only the team could win some games.
Next year that will happen.
You still get legitimately excited about an individual award, even though the team's terrible.
I put most of my Red Wings eggs in that basket at the beginning of the season. If Mo Sider wouldn't have worked out this year, it would have been a loss for me. So yeah, I feel like a victory lap is warranted.
This offseason better be splashy. This better be big.
Absolutely.
They have got to take a step forward. I mean, Yzerman, obviously, if anyone gets a limitless runway, it would be him. But, man, come on, man. We've got to start taking some steps here.
And I'd have to look at the numbers, but from what I understand, he has a pretty big amount of money to work with this offseason as well. He can spend a little bit. It's not going to make
a crazy difference. Is this isn't the pre-salary cap era.
No, right. It's not.
Nobody wants to come here.
Well, I disagree, because if you have a guy like Steve Yzerman with that cachet that he's built in the league.
Show me.
Okay.
No, you know what it is? It's PTSD. How many off-seasons did we all go through where we thought the Wings were going to get someone? And it dates all the way back to Parise and Suter. Like, they just can't land the A-list free agent.
And what do all those off-seasons have in common? Ken Holland.
Oh, this is where we bash on Holland again.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Noted. He brings in, like, Duncan Keith or whoever the hell he brought in Edmonton. Yeah, of course we bash.
Talk about a dead body.
Right, I just laugh at the fact that the amount of credibility we give to Steve Yzerman is... ridiculous.
If you can name one thing he's done wrong since he's been here,
I will agree with you. Kenny, it's not that he's done anything bad. In talking with David pre-show, think about this. When the Lions were going through a coaching search, we talked about it all the time. Tigers, if they go through one, if Hinchley, we're going to talk about it.
Right.
Lord knows we had with Harbaugh, with Mel Tucker, right. All these, Juwan Howard. It's been, 2 months? And no one cares.
Easy answer. Right there. Nobody cares.
No one talks about it.
Because we know he's hiring a lightning assistant.
Steve will find somebody, and he's just giving carte blanche.
He's hiring a lightning assistant. And we're just okay with that? What about Pete Leonananda, or whatever the hell the guy's name is?
Yeah, that seems to be one of the bigger names. But yeah, lightning assistant, that could be why. And if that's the case, you're obviously not going to hire him while he's in a cup final.
I'm just saying, it just amazes me the fact that it's Steve Yzerman, and yes. That's the answer. It's just Yzerman.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. He's probably
we have
hiring
full confidence in this man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's probably hiring an assistant, but there's no question marks.
There's
at
no
all
right.
About,
there's no checks
are you
and balances.
Sure that's
there's
the guy
nothing.
That he needs to go after.
We don't have to come up with a hot list. Hey, Kenny, who's on the hot list? There's no hot list. Whatever.
Do you like having
wants.
A radio show? There will not be a Wings coaching search hot list.
Well, that's what Steve Yzerman does, though.
We'll be hosting Locked On Unemployed.
It's an information lockdown, though. He never says anything about any moves that he's planning or might do. He just does them, and then everybody's like, wow, we got Nedeljkovic. Wow, we got Toronto.
And Kenny, I'm not saying it to be a slam. I'm saying it because I've never seen absolute faith in one person who hasn't won anything in their current position.
Yeah, it's not just our show. Right. It's the papers aren't writing about
this
it.
Is
no
like,
one's
this
saying
is
they don't write about Avila. You think they're going to write about Yzerman?
This is like up to like Bill Belichick type of thing where, yeah, you know.
Yeah, but he's one of the best GMs in the game. Now, look, here's what I've said. He's got this summer and whatever next year looks like. But the clock starts. Like, they have to show major progress. Or else, what the hell's the Iser plan? Just Avila light in indeterminate amount of time? No. We all have infinite faith because we've seen in living color what he's built in Tampa. And yes, the fact he's a legend and played here and
So, Kenny, please don't take it as slander.
No, I'm not slandering. I'm wondering if there's a problem here because
no, it's just
he's hiring Rick Bonus.
I've never seen a coach who has not somebody in his position who has not won here with this much cachet and credibility.
And you know why? Because of people like Kenny.
Uh-oh.
You're questioning.
That's a finger point.
You're questioning just a little bit of why there's no conversation. He's already on edge. What do you mean? He's done this. He's done that. But in my mind, as a non-hockey nista, we haven't won anything. So in my mind, I need to know why is he doing this?
Because of Tampa.
Is it?
No, I'm being honest with you. And he probably gets too much credit this late in this. Like, Tampa, there has to be a cutoff to where what Yzerman built stops and what's been maintained and built since him begins.
Now, I have no issue pumping the brakes on the Tampa thing because you're right. That did happen a long time ago.
Right,
it wasn't super recent.
Statute of limitations.
That's fine, but he has the track record a little bit there. If you allow him that much track record.
And he's already made better moves than Avila. I mean getting Verana, it was a masterstroke. The guy got hurt. Nedeljkovic, he got for free. But there's upside there. The way he found Mo Sider, and they got screwed in the lottery, but he found legitimately the best guy in the draft. Like, I am not upset, but I also don't give infinity timeline.
Well, to give you one final piece of hope, he does have to hit a salary floor this offseason. He actually has to spend money to the tune of, I think, like $16 million or something like that. He has to put something out there to hit a threshold.
Right.
So until, I mean,
we're not getting Johnny Hockey, are we?
I'd like to say we will. I'm not allowing that hope to die yet.
I want Gaudreau, and I want the anthem singer for Calgary Flames, Robert Canada. Kennedy.
Rip.
Rip Wheeler. I want that guy.
Can we get the Red Sea, too, outside of LCA?
Well, no. You're getting concrete and tumbleweed.
Kind of like Yellowstone.
That's what they should play down at the district on a loop.
You'll get Jimmy riding a horse, duct taped to a horse.
Right. Papers just blowing through the cavernous concrete expanses.
We don't have the Sea of Red, but we've duct taped Jimmy to this horse, and he's going to ride around Woodward.
Yeah, just duct tape the body of Milan Lucic to a horse and ride it around town.
That might be the Ken Holland solution. That's not how we do things
here. That's not what we do here. Look, we need a big summer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that product has to look better next year. Come on. Yep. Ridiculous. All right. Kenny wins, hockey writer loses.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.